So most tonight of you have, I hope, received an invitation to join the Wiki space. So Wiki is just, how many people have used a Wiki in their own work or at their own university or research institute? Not very many, okay.
You seem here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been doing this for about the last 5 or 6 years, and most programs seem to like it. So I'll talk about it a little bit. A wiki is simply a way of sharing information. It's like an electronic bulletin board, and that's really all it is. But we all get more email than we'd like, and if you use the Wiki, you'll cut down on the number of email exchanges and so forth. That's one of its advantages. But I'll show you how some other programs have used it in the past. But first, let me show you where it is, if you haven't found it. Throughout your program, there'll be a link over here called Current Activities, under Current Activities, that will link you to your home page, if you don't have one already. And down here, among the other links, this is to the conference that was just held. This is the little photos that you had taken, so you can put names and faces together. All of the talks are recorded.
If we remember to put the microphone. Unless you want to opt out, show some unpublished data, or something like that. But the default is to record them, and that's a link to the list of talks. And then there's this link called Wikispace, which if you click on it, will take you to the homepage for this program's wiki. Now we have actually, there are a couple of people who have volunteered, I believe, to help others if they need it. But learning to use this is really not more difficult than learning to use an email application. And I won't go through a lot of the mechanics. The default is, there are a bunch of links over here that I'll tell you about. The default is set so that anybody can look at this, although that could be changed, or it could be changed by page if you want. But the default is set so anybody can look at this, but you have to be a member in order to create a page or to edit a page or anything like that. Okay? Please interrupt if you have any questions. Over here are links to Wikispace, and we have some typical pages, and you can enter others if you like. And then down here are links back to the KITP server, the homepage that we just came from. If you haven't found it, there's a weekly schedule here of events. There's a participant list together with here, if you haven't also found it. It can also be obtained from clicking on our directory and following a couple of links. This is an alphabetical listing of everybody who's confirmed to visit the program, and it can be sorted by arrival or departure dates, so you can see very quickly who's here now, who was here, or who will be coming. Okay? So that's one of the resources. Then the photos page is the same as on the home page, so you can connect names and faces, and a link to the talks. Now, one of the most useful things that you'll all want to follow are the talks and discussions. And this page is supposed to have the latest, but it doesn't. But it's supposed to have the latest schedule for the program. And let's see, I want to come back here to the homepage. I said there are a couple of people who volunteer, so I wanted to, them to introduce themselves.
Yeah, again. So
Pablo. Just you?
Yeah, Pablo.
I thought somebody else had also.
Okay, Pablo, we'll put him up here shortly, but if you have any problems or questions, he's your first resource who will help you if you need it. I just don't have time to help everybody, but I will help him if he has questions. Okay, so to come back to talks and discussions, in principle, this has all the seminars for the program. And in fact, it's important to keep this up to date because one of the ways the staff cuts down on a lot of email exchanges is the staff will take the weekly schedule from here. They just look here and read it off. They don't, so you don't have to send them an email. And in fact, you can choose, if you wish, to be notified of changes on this page, or you could be notified of changes on the entire site, and you can tell it to notify you by email this way. Or if you have what's called a reader, like Google Reader, you can get a notice, an RSS feed to your reader that anytime there's a change, it'll go into your reader. How many people know what I'm talking about with a reader? Google has a reader, for example. A reader is just, it's like a rule in your email, only it's already configured for you. It's a rule that says anytime you get a message from this particular source, put it in this particular folder. And it just keeps them chronologically. So rather than fill your email, your inbox, it fills a folder that you designate to receive changes. And you can see, I don't know if I can show you real quickly. No, it doesn't. I'll have to show you some other things. Okay, so this page is your first source for information, and we'll have to update that after this meeting. Another useful page, which is just getting started, is a research profile page, which simply has a sentence or two about what your main interests are, possibly a link back to your home page, as Jeannie has here, or to your department page. And this is another way people find other people with similar interests. You know, you can look on, in principle, everybody will fill this out. And if you follow the instructions, it automatically creates an alphabetical table of contents over here. So you can see everybody's name and go and find them very quickly. And you can say, hey, I didn't know that person was working on this. Another useful page is...
All this information.
Excuse me?
Which page was that?
Research profiles. We used to have biographies, but it's really more focused than... People got confused and put their CV there and stuff. Now,
Martin, just a question. So
please.
Is there any special edit rights in the talks and discussions? Because I can edit any page except that.
Yes. You can edit, one can edit all pages except, I may have locked the homepage and the talks and discussion page, which only organizers can. Not to change your status so you can edit. Okay?
How to edit the profiles? Explain how to
do that. All right, okay. I wasn't going to show you the mechanics because it's quite simple, but I will, since you asked. You have a WYSIWYG editor here, and for instance, below you can type in whatever you want. So I've already put your name. Now, the thing that creates the table of contents is this is not, as it says here, this your name should not be in boldface, but you should choose heading 3. Which tells the table of contents that this is a unique line, that's all. But then just type below it whatever you want to put. And then save it by clicking here. If you want to preview it first, you can look. This is a preview. You can go back and change it some more.
So everyone can edit everything or?
Yeah, anyone can edit anything on this page.
So if two people are editing the same time, then the one who
can actually, it
first can, lose it.
It will tell you, but actually this has gotten smarter over the years. Pablo saved his page.
Yeah, I just did mine with the track.
Huh? So let's now cancel the change I made. You see, he was working on it at the same time that we were talking. It can do that. In fact, if people are editing different sections of the page, it will keep track of it. So that if they're editing the same section of the page, it'll warn you that there's a conflict. But it's a pretty smart platform, actually. In fact, I'll show you some other things. It's smart. We have on the home page a couple of links. So if you, I'll show you here. There's a practice wiki space here, a link to it here. I call it test 1, 2, 3, test. And this has examples, or you can just play around, and you don't have to be a member. I have it completely public. I can get away with that because if somebody scuttles the page, well, I think this page is locked actually, but most of the pages are wide open. Because it keeps a complete history of all the changes that have been made so that you can always get back to where you were. So if somebody wipes out the page, you can always reconstruct it without problem. But I wanted to say, among its smarter features is that if you want to display equations, you can just enter LaTeX into the page. And if you surround it by this math symbol. This is the code that produces this result here. So it can interpret LaTeX, so you can, and it can interpret a number of other things, but you can, there's no barrier. The only thing it can't do is put a math symbol in line. And there's a reason for that, but we don't need to talk about it. But it can put it on separate lines. Okay, so if you want to play around here, you're welcome to do it. So let's go back here to useful information. Any questions?
It's not that big.
Huh?
It's not that big. Edit is not that big.
Are you? What do you mean not active?
He's not the
one to edit. So you need anyway to be member.
Are you logged? You're connected?
No, but you need to be member to.
You don't need, on the test page, you don't. On this page, on the graphing site, you need to be a member to edit it.
Yeah, okay.
And if you haven't received, we sent emails to everybody who was registered. Well, it may have gone into your spam mailbox, for example, or or it may have gone to an old mail. We may have a different email on file, and you have, but you can always just apply to join. Just go to wikispaces.com. The first time you go, you'll have to create an account before, but after that, you can join any wikispace. I should say another thing we have, if you want to see how these got used, we have on my practice site, I have a list of all the previous programs, and these are all linked to their wikis. So you can see how other programs have used their wikis to promote communication, and I will show you some examples in a minute. Okay? So let's come back here. I was going to say, there is a distribution list for your program, and you should already be on it. This distribution list is updated each week. It contains the emails for everybody who's here this week and everybody who is expected to come next week. So if you send an email to this graphene12@, it'll go to everybody who's here. So that's another way you can reach people, and I'm sure, and the organizers have already been making use of that. But anybody who's on the list can do it. But you have to be on, to prevent spam, you have to be on the list to send to the list. Now, if you didn't get any messages, you can sign yourself up. It's like a list, what's called a list server. It's automatic. You don't have to ask anybody to do it for you. You can just put yourself on. So if you're accessing this from a different mailbox than we have on file, you may not get these messages, but you can add yourself, or if you're tired of getting messages, you can take yourself off. Okay? And then there are other useful information here has to do with some regular events. For instance, Tuesdays, like today, I guess it is, there's a physics department colloquium at 4 o'clock. So we generally, or we don't, we cooperate with them. We don't schedule seminars in conflict with the physics department. We have coffee and cookies every day, except when there's a colloquium, you can get coffee and cookies over in the physics department from 3:30 to 4. And then there's some other links here with various maps. There's a secret shower. For those of you who like to surf or exercise, I say secret because there's no name on the door or anything, because people would come up here from all over the world to shower and clean off. But you can use it if you like to go surfing at noon, or running, or you ride a bike in and you're sweaty and you want to take a shower. You're welcome to use it. There are no towels provided, and it's okay. And then there's, of course, a host of information. Oh, that's nice. I'll fix that. Okay. This was supposed to go here. Something wrong with the link. There's a host of information for visitors, such as if you click on the local area, you'll see lists of restaurants. If you have any questions about hiking and so forth, we've tried to provide information about the local area that you find useful for doing things outside of the program. Okay, so that's the basic outline. Let me show you some of the other websites. This was one that just concluded. And one of the pages that you can put up if you like, is a page with reference material. Sometimes people who are giving talks put up links. You can see how they used it here. And that's one way of sharing information, putting up a good review talk or putting up a new paper that you're interested in others accessing. These are all external links, but you can also upload files and link to them as well. There's also, I hope you'll do, don't see it here. See their research profiles. This is what a page will look like after a number of people have signed up. There's another program, the Galaxy Clusters program, where this group like to organize themselves into topical discussion groups, and all of these had their participants, and there were various subgroups of the participants who would get together, and they would share information about whatever topic they're focused on, in this case, observer bias. It's up to you. This website is available for you round the clock. It's almost never crashed or gone down, so you can access it any time. One thing that they just did it the easy way. They have a discussion about what are the big questions in research in galaxy clusters. Seems that they put up some links here, but they also just took some sort of photo of the blackboard after their discussion. That's okay. In fact, this group is still using this. The group that they're trying to, there's a discussion or an ongoing working group that's still using this site called the Cluster Standards Project. What qualifies an observation as, or collection of stars as a cluster, a galaxy cluster? Then there's Herb's program. Herb was one of the organizers. I thought, Herb, you were... Yeah, right. Herb was one of the organizers of this low-dim thing. Yeah, says that here. This is, I think, they had a little contest to find a logo, and Paco won. This is his design. And you were supposed to get a free meal out of that or something. Did you collect? Okay, Herb. Time to pay up. Okay. So, yeah, they had a little icon contest here with various submissions, and then people voted on which one they wanted to choose for their logo. You see, the site can be configured however you want. You can change the logo, you can change everything, the colors, everything. This is another page for an older program on stars, which also listed what they called take-home problems for star formation, with prizes offered for solutions. But these are some of the big questions that some of the people there wanted to focus on. So it's a useful, I say it's just an electronic bulletin board, right? But the nice thing is it's shared with everybody. You can go to it any time. You can follow what's going on here even if you're not here. You could even contribute to it. Not a lot of people have made, there are no discussion posts, but if you wanted to, you can have an associated discussion by posting messages and exchanging messages that are related to that particular page, and each page has that option. Then there's some other little, as I indicated, there's some other things here having to do with notification, as I mentioned, and other, most, or if you want to print the page, or if you want to make a PDF copy of the page, it will do it for you. So if you want to print something out. So there's lots and lots of features, and I didn't want to spend time on the technical aspects, which are most easily learned by just playing around or asking somebody else. So that's basically it. And if you have any questions or suggestions, I'm sure the organizers will want to hear them. Okay.